What's it like for a 12-year-old girl who got smuggled out of Syria with her family, left in Turkey with her father traveling on to Europe? Her journey took her onto a raft floating to a refugee camp in Greece. WAER's Anjali Alves continues her stories of refugees escaping war and violence in Syria. This latest episode of our series, 6 Degrees of Separation, is called The Boat.
You have to understand that no one puts their children in a boat unless the water is safer than the land. No one burns their palms under trains, beneath carriages. No one spends days and nights in the gallbladder of a truck, feeding on newspaper unless the miles traveled means something more than the journey. No one crawls under fences. No one wants to be beaten, pitied. Meet Zainab. She's 12 years old and currently lives in the refugee camps in Greece with her mother and 2 younger siblings. Zainab's story was translated to me by Dr. Noor Akras, a pediatrician from Chicago, who I was lucky enough to meet on this trip to Greece. Her family was smuggled out of Syria when the war began, and they stayed in Turkey for a couple months, but her father left a few months before them, the hope being that the rest of the family would be able to join soon after. This is the case for many families in Greece. The fathers are somewhere in Europe, and the rest of the families are waiting to be reunited. Zainab and her mother and 2 younger siblings planned to leave Turkey to meet up with their father. He told them not to take too much with them, as the journey would be long and difficult. Her mother bought about 750 liras, which is the Turkish currency, worth of small cookies in case her younger brothers got hungry along the way. They walked for about 5 hours, and there was a lot of barbed wire to cross over. When her mother was climbing down this cliff in order to get to the rafts, she had to climb over the wire, and she asked the smuggler if he could hold the bag of cookies. He was so angry that she had brought them that he threw their only possession over the cliff. They had no food and nothing to their name. Finally, they reached the point where they'd be waiting for the raft. They were a big group, about 100 people. And when the raft finally came, about 70 people got on. Zainab's mother was too scared. She felt that it was too crowded and the raft would sink. So they spent the night in the woods with no food, trying to stay awake and watch for the Turkish police. Finally, in the middle of the night, the raft came. The ride over was pretty safe, except for in the middle where everyone got scared and they had to throw their luggage overboard. They reached Greece after about 3 hours and were immediately ushered into camps where they met with Doctors Without Borders. Just like Zainab's, Abdulaziz's journey had similar perils.
45 people in one rubber boat. When you are in the middle of the sea, you're just looking at the moon. There is nothing at all. No voice. All the people really like, they are afraid. No voice around you, nothing. You are just listening to, you know, to the machine. The same machine, like, working. You are just listening and you are afraid to stop. Because if it will stop, you will die. It's a long time. You are counting every second of this time. Because when you are leaving, actually when I just put my, like my foot in the rubber boat, I felt really strange. Now I don't have myself. I can't do anything. Now I'm not in the land. When we left, just like we were looking at the light like beside us from Turkey. You are looking at Greece and it's really so long distance. We're just leaving.
Nazreen's travel was a little different. She was quite well off in Syria.
We were still in Turkey with my sister borrowing money. I borrowed 1,000 euros and found a smuggler. We had to leave the house and go to the border of Turkey to meet the smuggler. He took our money the first day and put us in a hotel and left us there for 4 days. Other people who came after us were leaving to go to Greece, but he was not taking us. They had paid him more money, so he had taken them first. On the 4th day, we told him to either take us or give us our money back. He had promised us a speedboat and had shown us a picture of a boat we would get. When he brought the boat, it was a small boat with holes in it. We said no way. Finally, he brought a small speedboat. It was not as nice as the one in the picture, but it would do. We had brought life jackets, but the smuggler gave them to other people. Fortunately, it was only a half an hour ride. When we arrived in Greece, we discovered that the border had closed just a few days before. If the smuggler had taken us on the first day, we would have been in Germany right now. We reached the island of Samos first. I was so happy my dimples showed again.
You can go to our webpage, waer.org, to hear past installments of 6 Degrees of Separation, as well as see some photos of Anjali's experience in the refugee camp. Again, that's waer.org. And each Thursday for the next 3 weeks on NPR One, we'll have the latest installment of Anjali's series, 6 Degrees of Separation. Thanks for listening.